Let's now go back to Professor Fawad Izzedi, who is once again joining us live from Mashhad. He's a University of Tehran professor. Professor, we do apologize for getting cut off there because of audio difficulties. We were talking, Professor, about the importance of Iran's defensive capabilities, and I'm wondering, Ayatollah Khamenei mentioned the fact that Iran itself puts limits on itself when it comes to those capabilities, such as never producing WMDs or chemical nuclear weapons, etc. How important is that, do you think?
Well, this has been the policy of the Islamic Republic for many years, even during the Iran-Iraq war when Saddam Hussein was attacking Iran with chemical weapons. Iran did not respond by using similar weapons, although Iran was capable of doing so. And for the last many years, Iran has been trying to show that it's not interested in nuclear weapons. So with the exception of nuclear and chemical weapons, what he said today was that there are no limits on other types of, not only defensive weapons, but also offensive weapons. And the idea of having offensive weapons is that you need to tell the people that are planning to attack you that not only the country will be able to defend itself, Iran will be able to create offenses against attacking forces, and that would be part of Iran's military doctrine of making sure that we have peace through strength, making sure that there are deterrence, making sure that we have a country that's safe and secure by being strong enough militarily and by making enemies of Iran realize that attacking Iran would be very costly to them. So this is the basic idea that he was talking about. He also talked about the U.S. policy towards Iran and the fact that the nuclear negotiations not successful in terms of actually getting something major out of them. And he repeated his idea that negotiating with the United States is not really useful because the other side is not really following ethical standards of negotiations. And when negotiations are over, the United States does not follow through with the obligations that they have. So when you live in a world that rule of law is not respected, then countries like the United States are threatening other countries, attacking other countries, and then you live in a neighborhood like Iran is, then making sure that you're strong militarily becomes very important.
Indeed, and I'm wondering, Professor Izzedi, as you said, obviously Iran is in a neighborhood where it's literally surrounded, it seems, by war and instability. I'm wondering how important has such defensive and even offensive capabilities, as you said, and as Ayatollah Khamenei himself said, how important have these capabilities been in keeping the Islamic Republic safe and secure for all these years?
Iran was attacked for 8 years. Iran-Iraq war lasted for 8 years. That ended in 1980s. And since that time, nobody has decided to attack Iran in a major way again. And the reason Iran has not been attacked has been because of Iran's strength. So the fact that Iranian people are enjoying uncommon peace and prosperity for the last many years is because of the country's military strength. It's not because this part of the world is famous for following international norms. It's not because the United States on ethical grounds has refrained from attacking Iran. It is because the U.S. government realizes if they attack Iran, they will be hit back. I remember an interview with Robert Gates, the former U.S. Defense Secretary, saying that in an interview, someone asked him what would happen if United States attack Iran. And his response was really accurate. He said that Iran will sink our ships, and Iran will do that. Iran has the capability of doing that, and that's why Iran has not been attacked.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Professor Izzedi, we sincerely appreciate your insight.
Thank you.